U.S. economy grew at 2.3% during the first quarter of 2018.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis just released its advanced estimate of the first quarter growth for the U.S. economy, estimating U.S. economy's growth at a lower than expected 2.3% for the first quarter of 2018, a drop from 2.9% growth for the fourth quarter of last year. Based on that, the growth rate for the last four quarters is still 2.9%. We use gross national product, or GDP, to measure economic activity. The GDP measures the output of goods and services produced by labor and capital located in the U.S. This is currently the best measure of economic activity that we have. However, it is generally based on U.S. economy's mid-20th century production structure, which was composed of a significantly larger manufacturing base and when nobody had even heard of something called the Internet. Okay, back to the first quarter data. Slowdown in growth from fall of last year was due to drop in personal consumption expenditures, residential investment, state and local government expenditures, and interestingly enough, exports, which also dropped. In the first quarter, despite increases in after-tax income, consumers significantly reduced their purchases of durable goods. Consumer durables are products that have a usable life expectancy of several years, such as appliances, automobiles, TVs, etc. Since service life of consumer durables is stretchable, during periods of expected or actual prosperity, people will replace and buy new durable goods more often. And during periods of uncertainty, people tend to reduce their purchases of durable goods. The drop in demand for consumer durables now is an unusual signal at this point in the recovery. Also, another yellow flag coming up with the first quarter data is the 2.7% increase in the price index for consumer purchases. This has happened for two quarters in a row now. This is significant increase in this category and could very well be an indication of the arrival of higher inflation. Personal income surprisingly increased at a lower pace in the first quarter compared to the fourth quarter of last year. And this is despite the fact that wages and salaries rose significantly above their fourth quarter of last year level. Deceleration in interest, rental, and other incomes largely offset those gains. The first impact of the new tax law was clear in the $40 billion drop in personal taxes in the first quarter compared to an increase of $50 billion in the fourth quarter of 2017. The Bureau of Economic Analysis estimates that the new tax law will reduce personal taxes by $115 billion in 2018. This, plus the much larger drop in business taxes, would mean significantly larger deficits. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.